高三英语高考练习十四。
1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
One. Excuse me, did anybody find a black umbrella after the last show? I left it under my chair.
As a matter of fact, we did. Please check it at the ticket office.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
2. The students in your class didn't all pass, did they?
All but 3 did. 3 out of 20. That's not bad.
Question. How many students failed in the exam?
3. Please take a seat, Miss Simmons. Now, you are applying for a job as a medical lab technician. What's your experience in this kind of work?
Well, I've been working as a receptionist in a doctor's clinic for the past 3 years.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
4. Why didn't you answer any of my texts or call me?
I forgot to take my cell phone. I was running a little late, so I didn't want to go back for it.
Question. What can we learn about the man? 5. Tom, it's high time you did something rather than watch soap operas all day.
I've watched only 10 minutes, and I've already finished all my homework.
Question. What's the man doing now? 6. Johnny, you should take up a little weight training, and you need to go to bed early instead of watching TV half the night.
Hey, you're starting to sound like my personal fitness instructor.
Question. What does the man mean?
7. You went to the concert last night, didn't you? How was it?
It couldn't have been better. I lost myself in it the whole evening.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 8. We've got 3 women candidates. Which one do you prefer?
Alice is the most talkative woman I've ever met, and Amy just the opposite. I prefer Mary. She is active and sociable.
Question. What do we know about Amy? Nine. I have to cancel our trip to Thailand. I have an important meeting to attend.
Oh, really? I've been looking forward to it these days.
Question. How does the woman feel about the man's decision? 10. Cindy, you've changed your hairstyle.
I asked to have my hair cut a little bit, but when I looked down the floor, there were piles of my hair on it. I couldn't believe it.
Question. What can we learn about Cindy from the conversation? 2. Directions. In 2, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the questions you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
A new study suggests that 98% of emperor penguin groups may be pushed close to extinction by the year 2100. and about 70% of their groups will be in danger by 2050. The research was published in the journal Global Change Biology. The United States Fish and Wildlife Service recently announced a plan to list the emperor penguins as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Stephanie Genouvrier is a penguin ecologist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. She said that emperor penguins need secure sea ice to reproduce, to feed, and to lose feathering. Losing feathers is the replacement of their old feathers with new ones. The new study looked at overall warming developments and the increasing likelihood of extreme weather changes because of global warming. The study noted that extremely low levels of sea ice in 2016 led to a large reproduction failure of an emperor penguin group in Antarctica's Halley Bay. That year, seasonal sea ice broke up before young penguins had time to develop waterproof adult feathers. About 10,000 baby birds drowned, Genouvrier said. The group did not recover afterward. Emperor penguins reproduce only in Antarctica during winter. Temperatures can reach minus 40 degrees Celsius, and wind speeds can reach 144 kilometers per hour. The penguins survive by gathering in groups of several thousand birds, but they cannot survive without enough sea ice. Please listen again. A new study suggests that 98% of emperor penguin groups may be pushed close to extinction by the year 2100, and about 70% of their groups will be in danger by 2050. The research was published in the journal Global Change Biology. The United States Fish and Wildlife Service recently announced a plan to list the emperor penguins as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Stephanie Genouvrier is a penguin ecologist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. She said that emperor penguins need secure sea ice to reproduce, to feed, and to lose feathering. Losing feathers is the replacement of their old feathers with new ones. The new study looked at overall warming developments and the increasing likelihood of extreme weather changes because of global warming. The study noted that extremely low levels of sea ice in 2016 led to a large reproduction failure of an emperor penguin group in Antarctica's Halley Bay. That year, seasonal sea ice broke up before young penguins had time to develop waterproof adult feathers. About 10,000 baby birds drowned, Genouvrier said. The group did not recover afterward. Emperor penguins reproduce only in Antarctica during winter. Temperatures can reach minus 40 degrees Celsius, and wind speeds can reach 144 kilometers per hour. The penguins survive by gathering in groups of several thousand birds, but they cannot survive without enough sea ice. Questions 11. What is threatening the environment of emperor penguins? 12. When will the vast majority of emperor penguin groups become extinct? 13. Which of the followings is not mentioned about the importance of secure sea ice to young emperor penguins?
14-16 are based on the following passage. Car makers, including BMW, Fiat, and Chrysler, warned this week that the worldwide semiconductor processor shortage will continue in 2021 and beyond. The shortage has affected both production and sales of automobiles. Last year, car makers had to shut down plants because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now they have to compete with the consumer electronics industry for the limited supplies that were also affected by the health crisis. Automobiles have become increasingly dependent on processors, also known as chips. They are needed for computers to help engines with better fuel economy and assist drivers in emergency braking. Without a good supply of chips, car makers have centered production on higher profit models. The higher prices keep their businesses going, even though they are selling fewer cars. The company sells cars under 14 brands, including Fiat and Chrysler. He said the company did not expect chip supply to improve before the last 3 months of the year. That would mean a production loss of around 1.4 million vehicles for 2021. BMW so far has been less affected by the chip shortage than others. That is because of its strong relations with its suppliers. But the German carmaker has warned that there will be more problems during the second half of the year. Please listen again. Car makers, including BMW, Fiat and Chrysler, warned this week that the worldwide semiconductor processor shortage will continue in 2021 and beyond. The shortage has affected both production and sales of automobiles. Last year, car makers had to shut down plants because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now they have to compete with the consumer electronics industry for the limited supplies that were also affected by the health crisis. Automobiles have become increasingly dependent on processors, also known as chips. They are needed for computers to help engines with better fuel economy and assist drivers in emergency braking. Without a good supply of chips, car makers have centered production on higher profit models. The higher prices keep their businesses going, even though they are selling fewer cars. The company sells cars under 14 brands, including Fiat and Chrysler. He said the company did not expect chip supply to improve before the last 3 months of the year. That would mean a production loss of around 1.4 million vehicles for 2021. BMW so far has been less affected by the chip shortage than others. That is because of its strong relations with its suppliers. But the German carmaker has warned that there will be more problems during the second half of the year. Questions 14. Why are cars increasingly dependent on processors or chips? What has influenced car productions and sales? 16. What is the passage mainly about? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. When we lived in Indonesia, nearly all the furniture in our house was made of teak.
That's understandable because the teak tree is one of the most valuable trees in the rainforests of Southeast Asia.
Unfortunately, it is also being exploited, almost to extinction.
That sort of thing is happening in a lot of the old growth forests around the world. It's not just a problem in Asia.
The forest industry is a pretty huge industry, and the demand for wood is enormous.
But it's not just the demand for wood that is causing problems for forests. It's also the demand for agriculture, land.
And that means clear cutting, doesn't it?
That's right. When you get back to basics, it all comes down to increasing populations and improving standards of living.
What's the other option for saving the forests? Is it to set up more plantations?
That's part of the solution, particularly when it comes to softwood trees.
Why's that?
Softwood trees, such as pine trees, are relatively fast-growing. They can be planted and harvested in a matter of years.
So, why do people go and cut down trees from a natural forest?
Because that's where the hardwood trees grow. Some of the trees are over 100 years old, and no plantation owners can wait that long before they can cut them down.
But some forests have been worked for many years, and they are still okay.
That's true. Provided the forest is managed properly, it can continue to supply wood on a regulated manner.
In other words, if the supply is limited, the forest can survive and continue to grow.
Yes. It's only when there is excessive harvesting that damage is caused. Please listen again.
When we lived in Indonesia, nearly all the furniture in our house was made of teak.
That's understandable, because the teak tree is one of the most valuable trees in the rainforests of Southeast Asia.
Unfortunately, it is also being exploited, almost to extinction.
That sort of thing is happening in a lot of the old growth forests around the world. It's not just a problem in Asia.
The forest industry is a pretty huge industry, and the demand for wood is enormous.
But it's not just the demand for wood that is causing problems for forests. It's also the demand for agriculture, land.
And that means clear cutting, doesn't it?
That's right. When you get back to basics, it all comes down to increasing populations and improving standards of living.
What's the other option for saving the forests? Is it to set up more plantations?
That's part of the solution, particularly when it comes to softwood trees.
Why's that?
Softwood trees, such as pine trees, are relatively fast-growing. They can be planted and harvested in a matter of years.
So, why do people go and cut down trees from a natural forest?
Because that's where the hardwood trees grow. Some of the trees are over 100 years old, and no plantation owners can wait that long before they can cut them down.
But some forests have been worked for many years, and they are still okay.
That's true. Provided the forest is managed properly, it can continue to supply wood on a regulated manner.
In other words, if the supply is limited, the forest can survive and continue to grow.
Yes. It's only when there is excessive harvesting that damage is caused. Questions 17. In which part of the world are the forests being exploited?
What else causes the forest the problems of extinction besides the demand for wood?
What kind of tree cannot be planted and then harvested in just a couple of years?
20. Under what condition might the forest survive, even though the trees are cut down?